talk to you about the high price of energy. You know, and we can debate why that is. Not really a debate to me. It's bad energy policy, to say the least. And as a result, as we head into winter, and winter showed up early with a bad attitude, very cold, lots of snow all across the upper Midwest, the Great Lakes into the Northeast. And that means the heating bills are coming. But heating oil and propane and natural gas, all very expensive right now. So if you could save money, would you do it? And the answer is, of course you would. What about a hybrid geothermal system from WellConnect? I talk about it a lot, but today we're going to talk about it a little bit more. Tim Schultz is here from WellConnect. Tim, good to have you.
Good morning, Steve. How are you?
I'm doing great. Now, I talked to the folks about WellConnect, but you're there. You see how it happened. It's a patented system. It marries. It does not replace your furnace. It does not replace your air conditioner. It works in conjunction with your existing system and uses the well water as a renewable source of energy. Please explain to the folks how this ingenious machine works.
Yeah, thanks, Steve. Yeah, so we kind of call it add-on geothermal. People have been familiar with geothermal for many, many years, and it's kind of has this big price tag attached to it. So, you know, we've used it in our construction business for decades and said we've got to come up with a better way to make this more affordable for everyone. So, yes, what's unique about ours, we do use a water well, as you said, the energy source to transfer energy, free energy from the earth into the home. And what's unique is that because it's an add-on, we're not sizing the system for the coldest day of the year. The existing propane fossil fuel furnace stays right intact. But we end up doing 80 to 90-plus percent of the heating for the whole season. And as a result, this requires a much lower water flow rate, meaning almost any water well, we have a million of them in Michigan, can be your free renewable energy source. And because it's an add-on, it's an easier install, and therefore the upfront cost is significantly less, a fraction of conventional geothermal. Yet, with our hybrid patented approach, where it runs simultaneously with the existing furnace, you get almost the same savings as a full-blown system. So we've kind of found a sweet spot,
right,
of the low upfront cost and maximum savings.
And right now, heat is the most important thing, heating oil. The heating oil reserves are tight in America. The price is very high. And so when it comes to heat, it's this state-of-the-art heat pump that you've incorporated into this system, Tim, I'd like you to tell folks about, because this right now, for the next few months, is going to be the key to saving money, is this heat pump and how it uses that water to keep people's homes nice and warm, right?
Correct. And you mentioned fuel oil, which is more, you know, dominant out in the Northeast. And we now have dealers we're growing with out in New Hampshire, Vermont, New York, Massachusetts. And again, heavy fuel oil out there in the $5, $6 a gallon range. You know, last week I was in Petoskey and went to one of our an installation with one of our premier installers. And one guy showed up at 8 a.m., started the job and left at 6 p.m. The entire installation was completed in 10 hours. That home is using about 1,200 gallons of propane traditionally at $245 a gallon, so $3,000. Now with the WellConnect installed in one day, they're going to be heating for about $800 a year. And, of course, they've got the air conditioning they can look forward to next summer. And the real good thing about this is with all the incentives is that they're going to be cash positive year one. So where most people are going to spend 30% more to heat this winter, those who buy a WellConnect are going to be basically all sort of getting paid to have a system in their house. So it sounds too good to be true, but we have, you know, well over 1,200 systems right here in Michigan that anyone can speak to those homeowners and ask them what they think.
I think that's a remarkable idea, and I think that's a good idea, you know, because here, look, I remember the days of old. You mentioned that a moment ago. I want to go back to that. If you wanted a geothermal system, you had to have like a pond in your yard. They had to build this this whole deal. They'd be out there with backhoes and excavators and teams of people. You found, like you said, the sweet spot here. Because that groundwater, at least where I live, comes out of the ground in Michigan at 52 degrees every time, right? 52 degrees, that's what it flows at. And that's the exactly. magic of the system, very similar in the Northeast too, right?
Exactly right. So, you know, you talk about in your program, energy independence, right? Well, I think a lot of people are just frustrated. It's like, what can I do? Well, if you have a water well in your yard, you simply let us, you know, it's already tapped into the earth. Yet that's your own free energy source, so take advantage of that. And, you know, go to our website. We'll check out your setup and determine with you if it's a good fit or not. But, you know, it's pretty rare that it isn't. You know, you said heat pumps. So air source heat pumps, which are also great technology, are all the rage. They sell 50 to 1 over geothermal. But a well-connect geothermal is often less upfront cost, and it's twice as efficient because ground energy is always 50 degrees, like you said, versus air. You know, when it's colder out, it's harder to get energy out of the air.
Yeah. Harder to get energy out of the air, but, man, that water does it right. Okay, so WellConnectGeo.com to find out more. WellConnectGeo.com, like you said, New Hampshire, Vermont, Massachusetts. You've got new dealers popping up all over the country. And you can also learn a lot about the machine. If you're not familiar with the WellConnect geothermal system, man, it's cool. It's patented. It's been around for more than a decade. There are more than 1,000 of them in its home base state of Michigan. But it's American-made. It's American people putting it together. And Tim, it really is a remarkable machine, a remarkable accomplishment. And congratulations on spreading that to the Northeast, because that's a big accomplishment, too. We got about 15 seconds. I'll give you the last word.
Yeah, so go to WellConnectGeo.com. Enter in you need your name and a phone number or email, whichever you prefer. A screen will pop up, and you can do your own home assessment. So when you're watching the Lions this weekend and maybe at halftime, just take 2 minutes, fill that out. And we're going to go for our fourth win here, hopefully. But that's an easy way to get started. So.
Yeah. That's the seventh sign of the apocalypse, you know, the Lions winning 4 in a row and on Thanksgiving. Tim Schultz from Well Connect. Thank you, my friend. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Steve. Have a good Thanksgiving.
WellConnectGeo.com. WellConnectGeo.com. I'll be back.
It's time to go in the huddle.
1, 2, 3, top flight!
DraftKings Sportsbook is an official sports betting partner of the National Football League. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app today and be sure to use the promo code HUGE for a special offer when you sign up. That's code HUGE, H-U-G-E, only at the DraftKings Sportsbook.
The Detroit Lions have won their third consecutive game by beating the New York Giants to the score of 31-18. It was all about Jamal. Jamal Williams with 3 touchdowns on the day, and defensive end Aiden Hutchinson, the number 2 overall pick in the draft back in April, intercepted a pass and recovered a fumble to help set up 14 points to the game. Jared Goff and the Lions offense didn't have a single turnover for the second consecutive game. Michael Badgley added a 24-yard field goal, and Detroit improves to 4-6 on the year, which until last week had not won a road game under second year head coach Dan Campbell. Now they've won 2 in a row. Next up for the Lions, they're going to play host to the Buffalo Bills, who actually just played a home game on Sunday against the Cleveland Browns in Ford Field. They'll welcome the Bills back to Ford Field on the annual Thanksgiving Day game on Thursday at 12:30.